Joining us on the line, Adil Kozulski. Adil, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Well, you should know where I am, Howard. I went shopping out to Spa. I'm sitting outside on the strip.
Yes.
And since my car hasn't been used for a week, it's actually the battery's died. So I'm calling for SOS help. So we're having a conversation on the strip in Spa.
That is. Well, I think it's going to be a lot of that because we're just not using our cars. I mean, the other thing that somebody was saying is that the petrol price went down. I think, what was it, 92 Rand a litre or something?
Yeah, 2 Rand, almost 2 Rand.
Yeah, which is a great benefit to parked cars.
Exactly.
I hope you get sorted.
I'm actually documenting. I'm taking pictures every single day of, you know, what is life with COVID-19, and when it's all over, I'm going to make a family video.
That is awesome. Know? Absolutely amazing. But what we wanted to actually chat to you about is, you know, we're in exactly a week from today or from last night, is Pesach. It's a very different Pesach in the sense that we are all going to be pretty much, whoever shares our roof is who we're going to be with. It's not easy, but it can be special.
Exactly. So, you know what, one of the things that I've been sharing a lot this week, and I think this is part of the COVID-19 lesson, is that, and it's the message of Pesach as well. What is the message of Pesach? That, you know, we need to leave our constraints, leave our Mitzrayim, leave the limitations. And I think that one of the things that everybody's suffering on with very different different spaces, but everybody is stuck in our limitations of that we're in control, you know, that we can do this, we can get it over with, et cetera, et cetera. And I think one of the loudest messages is that we've got to come from a finite thinking of being limited and trying to use the resources and the perceptions that we have now and step out of them and think infinitely. And think outside the box and think outside of what we can do. And I think that's what this Pesach is all about. You know, I saw a little Instagram of a grandfather and grandmother in Israel now who's not going to be with their children. So she took a dining room tables and she put she made some type of flower thing, flowers, you know, that grow in the ground. And she put pictures in each flower of her grandchildren and she attached them to the dining room table. And she said, this is how I'm going to spend Pesach with my family around me. And she had pictures of each
amazing
one. Another Instagram that went through is that people are sending letters to other family members, and through the steps of the Seder, they're going to be reading their little devout Torah or their thoughts on different parts so that people can really feel connected. So that is like stepping from your finite into the infinite, into starting to think in more creative ways, different ways, and to understand that the ways that we've been functioning with Pesach and in our lives in general have been very finite because they're very controlled ones. You know, if I do this, I'll get that. And now we are being demanded of, well, if I don't do this, what else can I do to be somewhere else in space? And I think that's what Pesach is all about.
Just to some extent as well, I see it as an incredible amount of noise reduction. And what I mean by that is, and I'm not knocking it at all because we'll all miss those people, but we've all got these massive extended seders and sometimes it's filled with people who don't necessarily want to be there. And it means that we give less time to our children and we speak to our spouses less because they're running around and doing everything for so many. But all of that this year has been completely reduced. We'll be sitting at a Seder with five of us. It's the first time in my life that we would have had as little as five people together. And that's still quite a lot compared to other people. But it means something very, very different. It means different responsibility, different conversations with our children. Everything, the noise is gone this year.
Absolutely. And I think that the noise has to bring that for us to hear the stillness of our souls and, you know, who we really are. And I agree with you. I this is the first time in my 33 years of marriage that I'm not even having my direct children around and they're 500 meters up the road.
It is
demanding that of us. And I think that when one goes from that finite thinking of like, how can I handle such a thing because I've never done it before, to a place of, well, let me do things different and let me think out of the box and let me, you know, expand myself. I think that's really the demand of Pesach We say that every single year, but we still get stuck in our, we still remain slaves, you know. Most people, I think, that the preparation for Pesach is like going into slavery, not out of slavery. This year we have a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to really, truly be free and to completely let go and get connected with really the things that are infinite. God and relationship and love and all of those things. So I think that it's an incredible opportunity, and one should look at it positively as opposed to, you know, bemoaning the fact that we're still stuck. We're actually not stuck. We've got to go from stuck to unstuckness, from finite to infinity.
And of course the irony of that, or the contrast is that we are locked in inverted commas in our own home, but therefore have to find a freedom through other means.
That's correct. And that's showing us what real true freedom is, because again, what we believed to be free, we thought we were free if we have lots of money, lots of possessions, lots of power, etc. That's not real freedom. So we're really going to taste the feeling of freedom this year in the real sense, not in our, again, limited, confined perception of what freedom is about.
Absolutely amazing. Adel Kozlowski, thank you. I hope your car gets sorted. I hope that the noise wasn't them towing you away while we speak to you.
No, they're not. We can't get the battery charger to work, but that's okay. Part of the fun.
Absolutely. That's part of COVID-19, the experience. Exactly. It is 8:58. Adel, have a Chag Sameach, a fantastic Yom Tov, and may you achieve all of these goals.
Amen, amen, and to all your listeners too. Thank you.